Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Allen Rico, and this is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our kids' entrepreneurial educational call this morning. Gee, that one's a tongue tire. Today we're talking about an online academy for business-minded kids. I'm excited because this happens to be show number 201 for me in all of the different shows that I've been doing this year. Not just this Business Kids Academy, but I've got several other shows that I've been working on. And this is something that I have wanted to do for a long time. I mean, I've seen 200 coming up, and yesterday was show number 200. Today's 201. And I'm just excited to be able to, you know, share some more ideas with you as far as getting kids interested in business. Well, they can like what they like, but it's important what we as parents or grandparents or business people, you know, we seriously must look at our future leaders and business owners, you know, as parents of this next generation. And we can make a difference if we work together. And there's many things that we can do. Businesses have been created and will be created, and the more that we do, the more prosperous our nation will become. It's not dependent on the government to create prosperity, because they don't. They basically tax you, take what you got, and give it to other people. And we need to be able to eliminate entitlement programs and replace them with opportunities to take care of ourselves. You know, in the long run, that's better for health, it's better for our self-esteem, and it lowers the cost of medical care, and it gives us a better overall society. Remember, a young mind is fertile ground and will accept most any seed in its formative years. It is the passage of time that allows a root system to develop, making it difficult to uproot old beliefs, the ones that create chaos in life, and permit a new pattern of thinking that will produce positive and productive results. You know, it is for that reason that Business Kids Academy was established. In the beginning, I set it up to begin to teach kids from 8 through 13. That's the second stage of their formative years. That first stage from 1 through 6, that's where parents have a huge impact on kids. Now, the target is this middle category of their development when the influence comes from outside the parents' immediate teaching. You know, the immediate teaching that they had during those first 6 years is so important that the parent shouldn't allow that outside influence come in. Should be very careful with it. And so as we begin to, you know, we begin to help teach young kids, we want full participation of the parents so that the BKA or the Business Kids Academy student also sees the involvement of the parent. And so as you put together a program like this, there's several challenges that we face for it to be effective. As we tried to start it up, we find that it's initially accepted among business-minded individuals for their children. And those who need it the most, the families in the gap population, those will be the ones who resist at first. And it, It's got to be shared among friends, families, and schools and communities to create a culture that will draw together those who understand with those who need the hand up instead of the hand out. So there's some problems in putting it together. And we started out with the online course for both, you know, so where both the parents and students can go through it for their own personal benefit. And then we did, started out trying to make it an online season, taking 24 kids through the program, being filmed so that others could see and then follow the initial group of the business kids through the production of the program. And this was part of the social media and marketing that others could see how the program works, and so that it would have a little bit of competition as well as teamwork. The objective of Business Kids Academy is to open the eyes of not only our younger generation to the world of business and why it is an extremely important part of a free society, but also to create ways for parents to give their children a better opportunity in life by teaching them how to be responsible and productive, a responsible and productive member of society. Many years ago, back in late 1980s, 1988, 86, somewhere around there, I worked as an insurance agent. And I fought first to educate my clients so they could understand the importance of finances before they would buy insurance. And I saw that as adults, they lacked a basis for a financial understanding. As a result, I wrote a series of books, again, to help children learn about money. And for the reasons of, you know, the traditional book publishing model, these books never got published. And that interest in teaching our youth has always stayed with, you know, that's always something I've wanted to do. And out of that, Business Kids Academy was born to educate young people from a very young age. And it's taken me years and actually literally a lifetime to figure the things out that have created chaos in my own life. And the struggle that I endure, you know, that's provided or proved useful and hopefully in one major thing, and that's to shorten the time to prosperity for others and not make it and to not make them easy in poverty. And that's one of the things that Senator Stephen Thane and I talk about, is that a lot of times the programs in the government is making people easy in poverty, making it so that they want to stay there rather than to get out of poverty. So it's with this purpose I make several invitations to a variety of individuals, first to the parents, then to the grandparents, and then last to sponsors who should really understand what it is that we're doing. Now, the invitation to the parents, to start with that, if you are a parent and you have young children, I invite you to participate in Business Kids Academy and to gain an understanding of what it is. And if you've been listening to our shows thus far, it's because, you know, it's because the topic interests you, because this is something that you can see a need for a change in our society. And so I would challenge you to examine your own life and identify obstacles that you have. And in our society and elementary educational systems, you know, principles of prosperity and business practice, the thing that is the lifeblood of our country, these are things that are not taught. I many times have said that the education system is to teach individuals or children how to be entrepreneurs, I mean, how to be employees. It's always the education system is to teach them to be workers, worker bees, and not the business owner or the business, you know, the one who has a business. So the excuse me, it's early this morning, a little yawn here and there. The participation of your kids in Business Kids Academy will give them a definite advantage in life, at least in their occupational life, and opportunities to earn an income. And granted, the same principles taught in the course can be applied to other aspects of life, but that's just an additional benefit. All right, and for those who are grandparents, as I wrote, I wrote a book, and that's where a lot of I'm taking this topic out. We had just had our fifth grandchild, and now as I'm doing this this actual show here today, we've had our eighth grandchild. So three grandchildren have come into the world. And I contemplate what life would be, and I continue to affirm to myself that it is my opportunity to give my grandchildren that which I was unable to provide for my own children. You know, sometimes it takes us a lifetime to put ourselves in a position we only dream of as young parents. So I invite you as grandparents to think of your upbringing, your own experience as parents, and the experience that you have to influence your descendants. Become a sponsor for your own grandchildren. Gift them an opportunity to change patterns of struggle that they pass down from parents to their children. So give them a gift of education that will positively affect them throughout their entire life. So if you haven't had a chance, go back and listen to the Business Kids Academy, the shows that we've been having for these last, I think, 6 weeks on Thursday, every Thursday. And then ultimately, if you are an individual who really understands this, the ultimate goal of Business Kids Academy is to provide quality training in an easy format for kids and their parents to understand and open their minds to opportunities that exist around them. You know, creating the materials and keeping the network operational, of course, it has its expense. And it takes time, and these guys want money to keep me on air. You know what I mean? And that's why we charge for the benefit received. This provides opportunities for local businesses or service clubs and others the ability to offer a Business Kids membership to youth in communities to let them, and it lets the beneficiary know who provided it for them. So It presents an opportunity to have the young person make a short presentation to explain why he or she is worthy of the small grant for the BK participation provided by a local sponsor. The cost for BK Academy is not much. It's like $97. And that is something that, it can be provided by a local sponsor. And there's, the thing to remember, it's not about getting a freebie, but it's becoming qualified to receive assistance. You know, this is a life lesson in itself. So Business Kids Academy has various levels of sponsorships that allow participation as personal sponsors, local business sponsors, and we have advertising on a much wider basis. So as a business, you have the opportunity to change more than just your own business, but affect the lives of youngsters in the world who could end up as your own employees, in fact. So sponsorship in such a program could essentially save you time and money in the future, as well as provide training in the present for employees who should have had this training for them years earlier. You know, no matter what stage a person is in their life, it takes the combined effort of parents, grandparents, educators, lawmakers, mentors, coaches, business owners to change our culture of entitlement. And that's one of the things that, you know, as we as individuals, if we fall into that idea that the government owes us or somebody owes us, that culture of entitlement, it puts us at a disadvantage. I remember when I was back in school, one of the lines is in my typewriting class, I wasn't very fast then, and it took me most of my life to learn to type without watching my fingers. But we used to type a line. It said, "Now is the time for every good man to come to the aid of his country." And I think about that, and now really is the time for everyone to come to the aid of our country. You know, it's a joint effort that is needed, and Business Kids Academy is not the answer to the problem. It's just a small part of it. But it's a good one in what it can and what we can accomplish together. So as the BKA challenge, the challenge that I offer is, if you're a parent or a grandparent or a business person, I challenge you to seriously look at working with one of the future leaders, business owners, and parents of the next generation. We can make a difference working together, and there are many things that as to do, many businesses that will be created, and even create a more prosperous nation. But we have to change the idea of the kids out there and not give them examples of, you know, how to get on welfare, but how to build their own business. Big difference. We need to eliminate entitlement programs and replace them with the opportunities to take care of ourselves. And in the long run, that's much better for health and better esteem, lower costs in Medicare, and better overall society. And so I'm asking that if you have, you know, listened to these different shows, to share this opportunity with a youngster that you may know and give them the opportunity to better their lives and go forward. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about a sponsorship and how to go out and create a sponsorship, how to ask someone to promote you. Or as a parent, how you can get your kid or your grandkid sponsored, and we'll kind of help you get started in that way. And so appreciate your time with us today. You know, thanks for being with me this morning, or if it's on the recorded call. This is Don Alan Rico with Business Kids Academy. Make your day great. And just keep on going. Keep on, and I always say stay on cue, because that we learn about concept on cue. And in the different programs that I talk about, we learn about it here as well. So stay on cue. Bye for now. We'll talk to you next week. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Sabre Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.